And the severity of the flu, it's actually incomparable with what is happening with the coronavirus. You know, people died in days. You know, you've heard several stories, the doctors found him the cough fever, couple days is gone. Especially not only go to lungs, you know, they discovered something in the brain. So all the organs overreacted to the stimulation of the virus. The body produces enormous of free radicals. The free radicals just damage the organs. The organ become fatal and die quickly. So I think flu does not go on to that scary, deadly way, right? So, and also the contagious part, you know, flu people usually you don't have that much immune system, you get a flu, but not like this. This is epidemical. It's contagious very fast. They get the, if your really body is not strong, you die fast. That's very scary. Think about it.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Chu Li Zhao coming back to the program. She is a master healer from China. And anybody that knows, you know, the difference between a master healer and somebody who is, you know, an acupuncturist or just a basic healer, there's a big difference. It takes a ton of study. She's at the highest level in China after many, many years of training and teaching and doing her research to get to the point where she's at the master healer level. So I'm honored to have her as our guest here again today. She's coming on periodically. We're going to have her on more often. But she has relatives in Wuhan. She also has relatives, you know, throughout China. And we're going to talk about this virus. You know, we did talk about it, whether it was engineered or not, and she thinks it is as well. And I forgot to ask her about that, but I just kind of assume everybody thinks it is at this point. And she does too. But we get into what's really going on there and why it's so much scarier and why it's worse than the flu, because more people have died from the flu than this. So why are they taking this so seriously? And so she gets into that and why it is such a serious deal here, this virus. And then we talk about C60, and she highly recommends C60, which I love because I sent her the documents and some research and asked her. I said, okay, just give me your opinion on C60. And she explains how the virus, the coronavirus especially, just really is about free radicals. And that's what's attacking your organs. And C60 is all about taking on those free radicals. So she talks about that as well. And of course, you know that we sell C60 10% off for my patrons, and you got coupons at my shop. But I bring this up because there is nothing like it on the planet. And it's like made for this situation. And so I just please research it. I have a ton of research articles and you can see for yourself. But then we get into foods and other ways that you can build your immunities. It's all about immunity building. And then she gets into how she's one of the pioneers at merging Eastern and Western medicine. She's out of Silicon Valley. She works with different universities, including Stanford, and gets people to see, or doesn't know, gets people. She works hard to get people to understand how Western and Eastern medicine can work well together, and how Eastern medicine specifically can keep you from getting sick, right? And then when you are sick, there's some remedies that you can do naturally. You don't always need to do Western medicine, as those who study it understand. So she's going to get into all of that. We are so honored to have her. So let's get into this interview with Chuli Zhao. Chuli, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
Yeah, I'm so glad I can share something what I know. I am really excited to share what's really going on from the media, from the people I talked. Yes.
Well, nobody trusts the media. Nobody trusts the Chinese coming out of the Chinese. Nobody trusts our media. I mean, we just don't trust the authority anymore. And so, we don't know who to believe. And, I have the original, or I have the real numbers here. What they say is like 73,400 or something as of today are infected, with only almost 1,900 deaths. But people are saying that the real numbers, based on, experts doing the trending, is at least 250,000 infected and at least 25,000 people dead, which makes more sense based on the severe reactions China is taking, because 1,800 dead doesn't really sound, even though it's bad, it's not that bad considering China has 1.6 billion people. So what are you hearing as to what's really going on?
So number one, I think coronavirus is really, it's deadly, contagious, not only through airs, but also through, the bowels, hands wash, not only air. So the way to get this virus is unnoticeable so easily. So that's why I spread it so fast. And plus this virus has 7 to 14 days, no symptom time, So that makes this is really hard to identify who has it, who has not, until you have some symptoms like cough, fever, fatigue. When you have those already, the symptoms, you're already kind of too late, especially in winter time, especially when your immune function is not so strong, like elderly or people overworked. So like some doctors, right, they're overworked, and with the virus attack to them, unnoticeable, stay there for 14 days, and then suddenly become the problem. And this is, I think, the way of the virus spread it is so just too fast, too unnoticeable, especially in the holiday season, like Chinese New Year is only single busy holidays, right? So everybody travels home. Everyone goes home to have a family reunion. So that's actually the easy, just like unpredictable if you don't isolate people's traveling. So it's necessary,
But how does this compare to the flu? Because the flu, there's more people dying from the flu each season than what they're claiming is dying from this coronavirus. So you go, wait a minute, something seems odd. If the flu kills this more people and you don't do anything, why are they going so crazy on this then, if it's not super severe?
Yeah, it's absolutely. This is called epidemic infection. So it's not like flu over a period of time. Some people gradually get it, and the severity of the flu, it's actually incomparable with what is happening with the coronavirus. People died in days. You've heard of several stories. The doctors found him the cough, fever, couple of days, he's gone. Just really incredible. Organ failures. Especially not only go to lungs. They discovered something in the brain. So all the organs overreact to the stimulation of the virus. The body produces enormous of free radicals. The free radicals just damage the organs. The organ become fatal and die quickly. So I think flu does not go that scary, deadly way, right? So, and also the contagious part, you know, flu people, usually you don't have that much immune system, you get a flu, but not like this. This is epidemical. Contagious very fast. They get the, if your really body is not strong, you die fast. That's very scary. Think about it, right?
Well, what do you think the real numbers are? I mean, are you going off of...
I think the main area is Wuhan, right? There are some cases, random cases throughout the country. So I think the numbers you said is 2,500,000. I see, you know, I have my mother lives in China. I have actually family relatives live in Wuhan. So my aunt and my nephew both live in Wuhan regional, Hubei. So I asked my mother, they had a conversation on the phone. Actually, they're okay. Not everyone get really contagious. So there are numbers, I don't think it's 200,000. So as far as I know, it's like 56,000 people contagious. Very, very serious, right? Serious infected is about over 11,000. So that's what I heard.
But regardless, okay. It's just so much more serious, right? People are just dropping on after a couple days. Now, do you think it's going to go worldwide? Because that's the kind of fear that people are thinking, is that this won't be contained, that it'll slowly leak out and it'll become a worldwide epidemic.
I don't think so, because actually, even though there are nine people, on the cruise ship, right, there are 460 people tested on the positive of the virus. And actually, the nine people fly back, right, to USA. So I think the condensed of the people population is not comparable to China. So even though you're random cases, especially nowadays, internationally, including USA, has the procedures, procedures to separate those people suspect has this infection positive. So that's preventing from spread as the way it was spread in China. So I don't think it's become worldwide the epidemic, no.
You don't think so?
It is. There are still cases. Of course, some cases, the travelers to China or some Chinese travel to USA or internationally. But I think in the airport, there was very restricted rules. You know, they do test. And actually, I think the disease control center, we use special diagnosis whoever come to come back to USA. So it's really in under control. I would say, the way in China during that time, just two people. The population is so condensed, so and nobody aware about it. That's really the main reason spread it so badly and get so many deaths, right?
Well, it seems like that. It seems like it's we have so few here in the United States, and I do think it's still we are still at risk for it breaking out, because there are members of who the World Health Organization says that we need to prepare locally for epidemic, and that there are doctors saying that it is there's a high probability it could go worldwide, but. You're saying that you're not saying it's not probable or it's not possible. You're just saying it's not probable. There's a difference, right?
Yeah, it's possible, but not even inevitable. It's possible. But the way actually in China, I read an article. There was three phases. The first phase is from December to February. So this time, really acute epidemic stage. From March to June is kind of really recover. But actually, all this finish should be until end of this year, because a lot of things to recover, to follow up, you know, to set up the system, so we make sure we don't get it. So it is a long-term battle, I mean, within this year, but the level of contagious cannot be as bad as it was, you know, because we are aware about it, right?
Because we're controlling it.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, well, let's talk about what we can do to keep ourselves from getting this, and because it is so highly contagious, and there is still a possibility we can get it. And, you know, there's the flu, there's just other things. And we've been talking about just building up your immunities. And there's nobody better on the planet than a master healer from China to tell you how to build up your immunities. But I also had you look at C60 as well and the coronavirus and gave me your opinion on that. Can you talk about that? Because I'm very interested in that. And then also get into what you should do in general to build up your immunities.
Yeah, actually, immunity is our, the defense, right? Doesn't matter how bad the outside. So number one, like I said, we have to isolate us from the people who are contagious. And sometimes if you don't know for sure, you want to wear masks when you go to the public, right? So to make sure you don't have any opportunity to catch those virus. And always wash your hands. Wash your hands whenever you can. And then that's the first step. And first of all, just don't really even try go out to the people who are crowded. You know, just stay away from possible contagious source, right? So this is number one. Number two, like you said, the immunity is the key to preventing us from getting and get serious. So how do you improve the immunity is very the key factor. So like you just mentioned about the C60, it is really special designed antioxidant. So all the virus, you know, they don't have any, they just produce in our body, produce so unbelievable number of radicals in a short time, same as the coronavirus. So it's the super antioxidant is a key to real battle to the virus attack. Even not only for the coronavirus, just general flu, all kinds of virus, we need to build our immune function. And like C60 is a really special design I will recommend. And also daily, you know, the blueberries, you know, all the berries and the, all the berries has also a lot of super antioxidant function.
What one's the best berry? All of them?
I think the blueberry is the best. Blueberry, blackberry, okay. Yes. They have very rich of vitamin C. And also the dark color has the dark color of that alone has a lot of like azaya. So those kind of has a berry has a particularly substance our body minerals can really benefit to build the immune function. And another simple way to build the immune function, I will recommend wash yourself and at least your face daily with the cold water. So that's actually make your body used to the cold, used to the, you know, when you stimulate it, the cold water is not only just feel cold, actually waking your body's many systems. You know, just keep exercise, keep exercise your body's immune function. So that's also just the simple way you can do it, right?
Well, you know, and go ahead. People talk about, you know, eating your fruits and vegetables. What vegetables are the best for your immunities? And do you even need protein? And if you do, how much? I mean, like animal protein and breads and carbs and things.
I think the, you know, most super immune function booster food is vegetables. You know, they have fibers, they have minerals. So from just my experience, I think I'm vegan. So I just changed to vegan last year. So it's been like 6 months. I feel our body has sufficient from the plant-based diet, you know. So I'm not saying you shouldn't eat meat, but if you choose to do the plant-based diet, and actually you have more opportunity to eat vegetables. So especially, you know, vegetables not only give you minerals, the fiber alone. So constantly cleansing your intestine, you know, detoxify, get out of your body. So that's actually is important.
Well, what happens if you actually got the flu or you didn't build up your immunities, you're not that healthy, you actually get the flu or you get something deadly like the coronavirus, what do you do?
Yeah, number one, don't be panic, because the immunity has something to do with really emotion stress. If you're stressed, you certainly will lower your immunity. So be calm, still do what you need to do. I think what would be good, we do, so I think garlic is a very garlic or ginger. So this is very good at something you can just on a regular basis, you know, like make a tea, garlic tea, ginger tea, always eat a garlic raw. So this is actually build our detox immunity. So some pressure points, if you get the viral kind of suspect, so you can press this part, middle finger between the line to the, yeah, this one. Can you see it? Yes.
And you just move it
down?
Yeah,
on both. Yes.
What does it do? What does this do?
So actually this is, stimulates this lung. This is the handle, the acupressure points on your hand. It's the correspondent organs are the lungs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And by doing this, it helps.
And also you can do the one, yeah.
It helps to clean out your lungs.
Yeah, I think like a couple minutes.
Okay.
Clean up your lungs. Bronchitis, yes. Both that. Yeah, the one in the back, I mean the big, C7, the big bone, that is the part. Is also, you know, the big bone on your base of your neck connected with the thoracic, the lung, the C7, cervical 7, number 7, vertebrae. So
yeah,
that is a good spot. Yes, just you can just massage that area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is you can do, and so certainly drink a lot of water, vitamin C, zinc, and vegetables.
Vegetables and C60 and all the things we already said. But
yeah,
if you,
C60 is great. Yeah.
Okay.
C60 come with different flavor, right? Different, some you can have coconut 60.
Oh yeah.
Berry 60.
Well, it doesn't come with beer. It comes with different oils, so you can get it in coconut oil or avocado oil, or you can get it in olive oil. So that's, you know, the different oils. So you could technically you could put it on your salad or something, you know. But I take it with gel caps.
Just gel caps. Yeah. That's easy. Don't want too much oil. Yeah, don't want to taste the oil. The capsule is the best. Just swallow and drink a lot of water, sufficient sleep, and exercise. Do 20 minutes meditation. I think you're good.
Well, let's talk about your practice, because you're one of the first master healers to come out and try to merge Eastern and Western medicine. And so you're on the forefront of that. You've been working out of, you're in Silicon Valley, right? And you've been, you've been a leader. You've been working with, I think you're working with Stanford, and you're working with other places to really merge Western and Eastern medicine. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah. I think the Eastern medicine is focused on prevention. How do you prevent it from getting the virus, all kind of health conditions? So we boost the immunity. So how do you boost immunity? Keep the energy, you know, the qi, the energy flow in the body constantly balanced. So when the energy flows in the body, your circulation also circulated throughout the body. So you have all the foundation for any kind of function of the organs, immune function, digestion function, hormone function, all this can be based on energy flow. So how the combination of the traditional Chinese medicine, usually we traditionally we check your pulse, look at your tongue, to give you some kind of picture what your health, what is the imbalance in the body. But now I use the technology is called Accugraph. It's the use of electrical resistance. So we can measure your energy flow exactly in the body, which part is blocked, which part is deficiency. So give you a whole picture of how your health is called Accugraph. So even though I am very experienced Chinese medicine practitioner for over 35 years, so I mean diagnosis or treatment becomes second nature of mine. So I don't need to think about how to do it, but the communication between me and the clients still there is gap. So actually the Accugraph is a computerized test of your energy balance. Give the tool, you can see directly on the screen where is the imbalance. For example, if I think the people have the viral coronavirus infection, you can see probably the lung energy is super blocked. Yeah, and so that's actually a good tool to identify a possible deficiency, imbalance, possible conditions we could have. And also you can give the idea, you know, people have chronic stomach problems, or you know, so uncomfortable. Yesterday I saw one client, when the stomach problem shows up, she has whole numbness on the right side, and also that goes down to the head. And when that happens, she cannot function. So actually after I did the Accugraph, we identified, so actually his stomach meridian is completely blocked. So I'm able to give the treatment suggestion. So everyone deserve should have an Accugraph test to find out where is the blocked energy. That's it.
Well, and how are the doctors, the Western doctors, responding to it? I would think that now they're becoming more and more open to it, right? But what's your experience with this?
I think so. Nowadays, with the trend of everybody get health, so actually doctors are so open-minded. You know, at least the majority doctors said, go to try it. And they heard a lot of their own patients say, oh, this helping this health, I swear acupuncture helped me this. So they actually really start to open up to say, just try out. You know, I think that's a good way. So make available. So if a doctor recommend to next step, his doctor can really highly recommend. If you don't want to take pills, there is alternative methods to get well. That's what we in China, you know, the Western medicine doctor knows. Oh, if you have facial paralysis or if you have a stroke, they'll send it to the Chinese medicine clinic or hospital. So it's really work side by side, which is the way to go, I think, the world.
Well, I went to a pharmacy. I was just in China in December, beginning of January, and I went to a pharmacy, and there was a whole herbal desk where people were making their own. It was really, really cool. Yeah. To be in a pharmacy where it was side by side and they were doing both. And I thought it was just absolutely great. And I see if I can dig some pictures up so people can see that. But it was, it's really great. I want to get it. I was hoping we'd get to that point at some point in the United States where we realize that preventative, because so much of what you do is preventative and then healing naturally when you do have an issue.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be awesome. One day in the hospital or pharmacy, there was one section. People can have choice of get some natural remedies, the herbs, you know, those will be, I think it's going to come.
I think it's so complicated though. So it takes that's why you're a master healer. It's a complicated thing. It's not just something to learn off the cuff. It takes a while to learn that. And I think that's why Western doctors are learning too.
Yeah, it is. It's the herbs, the combination of the herbs is not just put a bunch of herbs until you have to consider the nature is cold or warm or is purgative or is tonic. So it's just really need to know that there was a theory behind, and also there is a study about each individual herbs and also the synergy function when you put together and the formula. So yeah, it is interesting. You know, we took us 5 years to study in college and then years of practice, so you can be masterful.
Yeah, there isn't that many of them. So that's why it's such an honor to be able to talk to you. So how can people get a hold of you? Because you do a lot of services that people have a hard time finding, especially since you work so well. You work with universities, you work with people merging the two and understanding how they work together. How can people reach out to you?
Yeah, okay, they can go to my website, right? It's myeternalhealth.com. So we have a lot of information. I'm more than happy to chat if anybody has question, has some needs to be answered, just contact me. So myeternalhealth.com.
Yeah, what about somebody who just feels like crap and they can't figure out what's going on with them? That's a perfect thing to talk to you and get the diagnostic and figure out where your energy's off.
Absolutely. You know, people have a chronic issue. They tried everything else, didn't work, so frustrated, you know, and it's the point is I'm going to give up. So that when you come to that point or you really want to get preventive opinion about your health, wellness, I'm always happy to give you nowadays, like we're doing now, we have the Skype, we have Zoom. So everything is possible to get some sense of diagnosis, right? Yes.
Well, you're so awesome.
Thank you.
So do they can just give you a call? They can look at your website. So thank you so much.
Yeah,
I
can give my phone number 408-241-6638. Yeah, 408-241-6638. Any questions, any concerns, any advice needed, let me know. Thank you.
You're awesome. Our master healer from China. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, everyone listening to us.